USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced Sunday he's directed the state police to conduct an independent investigation after video emerged showing two officers pepper spraying and drawing guns on an Army lieutenant during a traffic stop last December. The Democrat governor says, "Our Commonwealth has done important work on police reform, but we must keep working to ensure that Virginians are safe during interactions with police." End quote. The U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth in hiring, the chair of the Federal Reserve reported Sunday. Chair Jerome Powell said that he does not expect to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate, currently sitting at nearly zero. Powell also downplayed the risk of higher inflation from government spending and expanding budget deficits. England will begin partially reopening businesses following months of coronavirus lockdowns. Starting Monday, retail stores can welcome back customers and outdoor service can resume at bars, salons, and gyms. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Canada's largest province hit new highs of daily COVID infections. Ontario records 4,456 new COVID-19 cases in 24 hours over the weekend as health experts warn of a rapid rise in intensive care admissions. A COVID-19 vaccine will be required if you plan to attend school this fall at Duke University in North Carolina. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Duke University said in a statement over the weekend that it will require COVID-19 vaccinations for students before they are allowed to return to campus for fall semester. They joined a list of more than a dozen other universities and colleges in the nation to require inoculations. Duke President Vincent E. Price writes, "We know that widespread vaccination will be the only way to facilitate a return to normal and robust campus life." Research at the university played an important role in the development of vaccines.
Founded by Methodists and Quakers in present-day town of Trinity in 1938, Duke University moved to Durham in 1892. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia crowned a new winner of the Green Jacket Sunday. Hideki Matsuyama became the first male Japanese golfer to win the Masters. He answered questions via a translator on topics including his inspiration for children in Japan and the upcoming Olympic Games.
It's thrilling to think that there are a lot of youngsters in Japan watching today. Hopefully in 5-10 years, when they get a little older, and hopefully some of them will be competing on the world stage. But I still have a lot of years left, so they're going to have to compete against me still. But I'm happy for them because hopefully that they'll be able to follow in my footsteps.
Every Masters champion receives a gold medal, and since 1993, the winner has gotten a sterling replica of the permanent Masters trophy, which depicts Augusta National's clubhouse. Harvey Weinstein has secretly been indicted on rape charges in Los Angeles, California, according to a report on Sunday. The indictment against the disgraced movie mogul was brought by an L.A. grand jury a few weeks ago. It remains under seal but is expected to be publicly revealed on Monday during an extradition hearing for 69-year-old Weinstein. Los Angeles authorities have been seeking to bring Weinstein to the Golden State to face sex crime charges there. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence for rape and criminal sex act at the Wendy Correctional Facility in New York State. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.